One of the suspects, Ogenekere Samson, who was arrested in a midnight raid at Okunami community in Warri South, narrated his involvement in the crime, claiming he used to be a stylist before he was lured into oil bunkery business.
I feel very bad, I feel disappointed, I wish the government can give me a second chance.
His partner in crime, Gift Isukuru, alleged they were at the camp to purchase kerosene, noting they were merely small-time players in the illegal oil refining camp.
This materials is from the camp. We don't used to sell, it's just load that we used to buy.
Delta State Commandant of the NSCDC, Chike Ikpamun, noted the suspects were under investigation for crimes including tampering with critical national assets and dealing in petroleum products without operational permits and license. Commandant Ikpamun stressed that the camp had been destroyed severally and efforts were on to apprehend the masterminds behind the illegal activities in the creeks. He urged the perpetrators to consider legitimate means of livelihood while maintaining the civil defense corps would not relent in frustrating activities of criminal elements in the area.
We know that we have principal men or women behind them, sponsoring them, which we are ready to face them. They have to find alternative means of livelihood.
Items recovered from the suspects include pumping machines, cooking ovens, and drums of illegally refined petroleum products. In Asaba, Ogenero Ewere, Radio Nigeria.